Salaam alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We are discussing the inyan of Hamakadesh, Bisuah Hanoi. This is the third shiur. We've already seen in Niflos Baruch Hashem. And based on the Torah, reign of Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Mufla V'Muflak Rebbe B'Tzion HaKohen Kan Zatzal. Now we'd like to go weiter. B'Miyashiv Das Rashi, Psachim 21b. Amar of Gita Lam Rabbi Bar Yosef from Rabbi Yechon Hamakadiv Sheishal Sulamayla. A person Makadesh from 6 hours and on, meaning from the time that Chometz is Asul Derabonon, even if it's Bechite Kordinaisa, Ein Choshishim LeKedushin. We are not Choshish, we are not concerned that maybe it's Kedushin, even though we're dealing with something that might necessarily, if water might not have fallen on, it's hard wheat, water might not have fallen on, maybe it fell on, it might not have become Chometz. Nevertheless, ain choishishin lekedushin. You're not concerned that the kedushin is a valid one. Rashi explains to me, sheishois al korcha mitchila sheish mashma. We must be talking about from the beginning of the sixth hour. Dila achar sheish to asur midoy raise. If it's talking about after 6 hours, when there's an iser doy raise, my asila ashmeinan pshita de ain makachin bisure hanoi. If it's after 6 hours that it's asur doy raise, then there's no chiddush. Because Rashi is understanding that this chiti kordinaisa is asur bahana. So if it's asur bahana, then that's pashut. It's asur now bahana d'oraisa. So it's pashut, there's no kedushin. The only shaila was when it's only from the sixth hour. From the sixth hour and on, that it's only, it's not the Raisa, the Yisr Hana, it's only the Rabbanan. So there we had it said that maybe the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Frek the Sefer or Chadash, something very interesting. That earlier on, 7a, the Gemara brings this memory of Gidol, and there Rashi says, Mitchila Sheish, the Yisurah de Rabbanan, who? From the beginning of the sixth hour, because the Yisr is an Yisr de Rabbanan. Okay, but what about the Hechreach? Because if it's after six, then it's daraisa, then it's pasha, chain makach and bisurei ana. There, Rashi doesn't bring that echrech. Rashi in 21b says echrech. It has to be talking about the sixth hour because it's talking about after the sixth hour. Ein al maladabir. It's bisurei ana. Aval kan Rashi omer she. Medubar sheze isur derabanan. Aval lo mevia techrech. Why you have to say that? Rashi doesn't bring over here in Dav Zayin because. If it's Daraisa, it's Isra, of course it's going to be no Kedushin. So why does Rashi wait until Chaf Aleph to bring the Hechreach and not already on Dav Zayin, if that's the Hechreach, and bring it in both places? Or at least bring it in the first place, not in the second place. It's davar muzar meod. It's a dikduk atzum. As an aliyah shev kach, and the Chok Yankif, and Simon Tov Mem Gimel, Rashi proves, he proves that Rashi holds the chiti kordinais is chometz gomul min haTorah. What is the status of this chiti kordinais? Is it chometz or is it not? Chok Yankiv says that I can prove to you that it's the fi Rashi. She says chometz gomul min haTorah. Lama? The isvir leil Rashi. The havei nokshe midrabonon. Rashi holds that it's chometz nokshe midrabonon. In other words, it's chametz that you only eat alidei hadchak, difficult to eat chametz. It's not really chametz d'arais, only chametz d'rabbanon. That's what we're talking about. So how did Rashi say that we must be talking about the beginning of the sixth hour? Because otherwise, what's the chiddush? If it's talking about the seventh hour already, then there's no chiddush. No, maybe the chiddush is that even though it's nuksha, it's only asur d'rabbanon. Nevertheless, she's not mekudeshes. From the mission of the kedushan, mekadesh b'surei now, we only see asurei hanah d'araisa like kilei akerem and orla. We don't see Isurei Hanoa de Rabbonon. As im dubar po v'Isurei Hanoa de Rabbonon, as ze pashut shema, im dubar kan v'Isurei Hanoa de Rabbonon, ze pashut she, im dubar v'Isurei Hanoa de Rabbonon, is ze lo pashut, slicha, my mind wandered wrong, if we're talking about a certain, it's not pashut, that it's Aser. It's a Chiddush that it's Aser. If it's Surah Hanah Rabbanan, who says that it's Aser in the seventh hour? Even if it's time that Chametz is Aser D'Oraisa, but if we're talking about an Iser Hana d'Rabbanan. Maybe you could be Mekadesh with that. Therefore, it's not Pashat at all that you can't be Mekadesh. Why is this? From the seventh hour, it's Pashat, you can't be Mekadesh. From the seventh hour, it's Pashat, you can't be Mekadesh. We're dealing with the Chametz, it's us, the Rabbanan. Why is it so Pashat? Makol kach Pashat lecha. Elamai, it must be that it's Yisr Chametz Doi Raisa. And the way you see that is the Mishnah talks about Isuri Hana. Can't be Mekadesh. It's talking about Isuri Hana Doi Raisa. But Isuri Hana Doi Rabbanan is not Pashat at all. That you can't be Mekadesh, you can't be Nene. So, Midoy Raisa, right? We're talking about Kiddush and Midoy Raisa level. So that's the Hechreach of the Chok Yankif. They were dealing with this, they were dealing with Chometz de Raisa Gamu, and not Chometz Noksha de Rabbanan. Otherwise, Chometz Noksha de Rabbanan will be a Kiddush in the seventh hour. You can't be Mekadesh. The Rosh, however, writes that Das Rashi is that even Mitrei de Rabbanan ain't Choshishin le Kiddushin. Because he says that Rashi is telling us that there's two derabbanans here. It goes down two levels, not only Nana Asr Daraisa, two derabbanans, Zman derabbanan and Chometz derabbanan. And nevertheless, despite the fact that it's Zman derabbanan and Chometz derabbanan, nevertheless, Ein Choshishim leKiddushin. Nevertheless, you're not concerned that it's Kiddushin. So it must be that Rashi holds Lefidat HaRosh. That chiti kordinaisa is chametz derabbanan, and that's the chiddush. That even though it's shrei derabbanans, zman is only as derabbanan, and the chametz is only in as derabbanan. Nevertheless, she's not mekudesh as doraisa. Im kacha, as hadi kushis achok yankif. So kim tzurik chozeret akushia b'chol otzmata tistair aleinu akushia shel achok yankif. So maybe Taka we're talking about after the sixth hour. And the Chiddush is that Benokshe de Rabbanan, Eina Mekudesh, how do you know you're talking about this? How do you know we're talking about the sixth hour? Maybe it's talking about after the sixth hour. And Yesh Kan Chid, Yesh Ken Chidush. A Chidushu, that even though it's de Rabbanan, she's not Mekudesh. Yesh Lomar, Al Pi Kushiyat HaTosfot, B'Kiddushin. Anachnu Dibarnu Be'archava, B'Shiurim HaKodmim, Al HaTosfot B'Kiddushin. Shekshu daf nun vov. Why, if somebody's mekadesh b'surah hena, is she not mekudeshes? Ah, you could be nana shaloi kederech hana osoi. Like it says in Psachim 24b, and see also Psachim 29b, softi remaskalein poidin. How do you know that a mekadesh b'surah hena a mekudeshes? Ah, she could be afshalei hanas mimenu shaloi kederech hana osoi. Psachim 24b, and see also Psachim 29b, Dibur Maskelein Poidin. So the Ran answers in Kiddushin there that even Shaloi Kederech Hano Zasu Rabbanan, and even Isurei Hano De Rabbanan Einu Mekudeshes. Irher Taran. The Ran says that even though it's Asur Bahano Amid Rabbanan, still she's not Mekudeshes. Vayim Betoises Beshvuah Sof Dibur Maskel HaTeira. ולכמון בדף חוף גימול עמד בייז דיבר מסחל דמוקי, וטויספס אבוי דזור הדף יד בייז עמד בייז דיבר מסחל אלה. So they all hold that שלוי כדרך הנועה אוסור מדרבונון. So the Ran says, שלוי כדרך הנועה other and טויספס וכמה ארתר, וכמה מקומות תוסעות סוברים, that שלוי כדרך הנועה is אוסור דרבונון. So she can't be nana שלו כדרך הנועה. Says the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah Melech already comments, Mishnah Melech, Bisoide HaToiro, 5:8. He asks, Ma'ik Shua Toysis Diocholi HaMashaloi Kederech HaNoe, Harei Ze Osur Midrabbanan. So then what's the Kash of Toysis? She could be Nene, Shaloi Kederech HaNoe. Shaloi Kederech HaNoe is also Osur Midrabbanan. Vim came the Fitvarov, Divrei Aran. Rei muchach mimas nisin. Da mekadesh b'surah nagam kena mekudeshes. So it comes to us from the Ran that if somebody's mekadesh b'surah hanam mid rabbanan, she's not mekudeshes, right? Because the Ran's kasha was, what do you mean she could be nanes? It's also the rabbanan. So memela she's not mekudeshes. So you see that if you're mekadesh, according to the Ran, you're mekadesh b'surah hanoa de rabbanan, she's not mekudeshes. And therefore, Rashi was correct when he says that we must be talking about the sixth hour, the beginning of the sixth hour. Why? Because after the sixth hour, what's the chiddush? After the sixth hour, of course you can't be mekudeshes. Because you see from the Mishnah that b'chad derabbanan ain't a mekudeshes. Right, all you need to do is you have one derabbanan. In other words, what derabbanan are we dealing with over here? Esurei hana derabbanan. That is esurei hana derabbanan, she's not mekudeshes. So if esurei hana derabbanan, she's not mekudeshes, so it's pasha that we're dealing with Tchilas Sheish, as we're dealing with the time that it's not a Dairaisa Dika time. It must be a Dirabanan Dika time. Because if it's a Dairaisa Dika time, then it's Pashut that she's not Mekudeshes. Because even one derabanan, she's not mekudeshes. So memela, if we're dealing with chametz, it's only usher. Derabanan, first of all, if you're dealing with chametz that's dairaisa, so then of course. After the sixth hour, from the seventh hour, she's not mekudeshes. That's if you're dealing with chametz d'oraisa. But even if you're dealing with chametz d'rabbanan, but still, it's aser b'hana d'rabbanan. So it's pashut that she's not mekudeshes, because we see from the Mishnah Kedushin that one d'rabbanan and already she's not mekudeshes. B'inene shaloka d'rachana is one aser d'rabbanan, she's not mekudeshes. So here also, if we're dealing with chametz, that's only us derabbanan. But if it's the zman is daraisa, in other words, if there's only one derabbanan involved, it's chametz nuksha. So memela, she's not mekudeshes. So it must be that we're dealing with not only chametz derabbanan, but that the zman is derabbanan. And friends, for the kasha of the Shvus Yankiv, of the Chok Yankiv. The Chok Yankiv says it has to be talking about Chiti Kor Denaisa, it has to be Chometz Gomer Men HaTorah. Because if Rashi holds that it's only Derabanan, how does Rashi prove from there that we must be talking about the sixth hour, not the seventh? Maybe the Chiddush is that even though it's a Chometz Nuksha, that's also only Derabanan, nevertheless she's not Mekudeshes, and it's talking about the seventh hour. So it must be that we're dealing with chametz that's usher chametz gomer min haTorah. The answer is no, or not. No, could be we're dealing with chametz that's usher derabanan, and there's still a hechreach, because even if it's chametz that's usher derabanan, if it's in a daraisa time, so then it's pashut that she's not mekudeshes. There's no chiddush that she's not mekudeshes. The Chok Yankiv wanted to say that if it's only chametz that's usher derabanan, it's a chiddush, she's not mekudeshes. The Chok Yankiv wanted to say that if it's chametz that is aser derabanan, then it would be a chiddush in the seventh hour that she's not mekudeshes. So therefore, it must be it's talking about chametz that's aser d'oraisa. Because it's talking about chametz that's aser d'rabanan, it would be a chiddush that even though it's zman d'oraisa, but still it's only chametz d'rabanan. So it's a chiddush, she's not mekudeshes. So from Rashi's hechrech that we can't be talking about the seventh hour. We must be talking about the sixth hour. So it must be that we're dealing with chametz that's aser d'oraisa. And therefore, that's the hechrech of Rashi. Since we're dealing with zman d'oraisa and chametz d'oraisa, that's pashut. So it must be that it's talking about the sixth hour. We're dealing with chametz d'oraisa now. Really, we're dealing with chametz aser d'rabanan. And it's also a hechrech to say it's the sixth hour, because it's the seventh hour. Even if it's only one d'rabanan, she still wouldn't be mekudeshes. That's a davar pashut. We see that from the Mishnah and Kedushin. One derabbanan she's not mekudeshes, as understood by the Ran and many others. So kumtois, we're dealing with chametz pas that's aser derabbanan, and the chiddush is that despite the fact that it's aser derabbanan, this man's derabbanan, she's still not mekudeshes. However, we could also be miyashiv the kashiv tosis, like the Maknin Kedushin 656, that even though the woman could be nenes shaloka derech hanoa, what was the kasha Tosfos? Aye, the woman could should be nenes shaloka derech hanoa. So she should be mekudeshes even if you mekadesh her with a surei hanoa. Let her be nenes in a non-normative fashion. So the teretz is. That's the kasha. And the teretz is, yeah, but the makad says that makna, we discussed this in the past. The makadish is nenem from this isser hana kederach hana. And just like you're not allowed to, being allowed to sell chametz asur b'na, you're also not allowed to be nenem by me makadish a woman. Like Tosfos in Avodah Zarah 62 AD where Maschil b'demem. And if so, one is makadish b'surei hana, he did an isser. Because he's nena yidei kedushin. And what do we say when someone does it? What does an isser yavid le'mahani? That if you do it, it's not effective. It's not halachically chal. And the kedushin is batal. And if so, it's not muchach from the Mishnah that by isser hanah derabbanan ainu mekudeshes. It's not muchach from the Mishnah that by isser hanah derabbanan ainu mekudeshes. Maybe by isser hanah derabbanan she is mekudeshes. What about Tosfos's te? What about the teretz that we saw in the Ran? That she could be nana shaloka derech hanoa. Which is mutter mena Torah. So that's not true. That the word teretz doesn't work because she's not mekudeshes because of yavid loy mahani. Because he's being nana from the yisur hanoa dairaisa kederech hanoa so. And we say Yavid Loi Mahani Ubatal HaKedushin. So really, if we'd be dealing with the Surah Hanad Rabbanon, she would be Mekudeshes. But the reason she's not Mekudeshes when it's a Surah Hanad Raisa, it's because it's a Surah Hanad Raisa. Aye, she could be Nene Shaloka Derech Hanad. Aval Zalo Zer Lanu. Lama Zalo Zer Lanu? Ki Hu Nene. He's doing an Aveira. And since he's doing an Aveira, so we Yavid Loi Mahani. If you want to be Mekadesh in an Usher way, it's not going to be effective. So therefore, the reason in the Mishnah she's not Mekudesh is because it's Suri Hanada Raisa. And because of Yavid Loi Mahani. But if it would be a Suri Hanada Rabbanan, then maybe it'd be permitted. You could be Makadish a woman that way. Maybe if it's only a Surah Hanada Rabbanan, she could be Makadish. We tried to prove before that from the Ran and other Rishonim that Shaloi Kederech Hanah is also the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, hey, if Shaloi Kederech Hanah is also the Rabbanan, then how can... Why is Tosfos asking, let her be nana shaloka derech hana? It's also the Rabbanan. So as we saw that it comes out that you can't be Makadish with the Surah Hana the Rabbanan. Even though her hana is only going to be a derabbanan dika hana from the Sisra hana, still, she's not Makudashis. But according to what we're saying now, like the Makne, that, what do you mean the woman could be nana shaloka derech hana in achinami? That'd be fine. Problem is with the Makadish. Makadish is being Nana and Yavid Loi Mahani. But maybe really I'm Makadish with Surah Hanah Derabbanan is Mekudeshes. So we can say as follows that the Paname Irois in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph, we discussed in a previous shir, says that a Mekach that was done, Be'isr Loi Shayich Yavid Loi Mahani. If the Mekach was done in an Usher way, then it's not shaykh to say Avid Loi Mahani. Why? Because then it's going to be a knas for the buyer. And the buyer didn't do an iser. See there, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph, and also choose based for himself Siman Mem Aleph. And if so, if we say Avid Loi Mahani Ubatal HaKedushin, it's going to be a knas for the woman. And she didn't do an iser. And since she didn't do an iser, we don't say Avid Loi Mahani. However, the woman was Makabel HaKedushin Yisurei Hana. She's over on the Fnei Iver, like we spoke about earlier. Again, there's all this line of thought that we already We already delineated in a previous shir. Ah, she's over on the Fnei Iver, she's machshil him in being Makadish with the Nisr Hana, by being Makabal the Kedushin, she's machshil the Makadish, that she's Nana from Nisr Hana. So the woman also did an Isr, she's over the Fnei Iver, and it's Shaychi Avadloi Mahani. However, in the Tshuva space Yitzchok, in Yoyriday, in Simon Vavoy Salif, he brings the Ran and Yuma Pei Dalid, the Noshim Chashudoi Salif Fnei Iver. And he writes, Besefer Sefer Gos Maftechos, Yeshmokom Loimar, the Noshim Loy musaras alif neiver, the fimashikas of a married kiddushin, the belav shein lokan alavainashim musarais, because shem bebeis yitzchok, the bezem yushab kushis haramban, varit va biyavomis. So we have like this. We have a, first we wanted to say that maybe she's over in lif neiver, and therefore it is yavad lo mahani, so the kohen is also doing an aveiru. But in the tshuva beis yitzchok, he brings the ran that says the women are chashudos alif neiver. But then he brings to the end of the Sefer, and that goes in Maftechos to Simon Yud Vav, Morin Rabbeinu, where Ben Sion not only went through the whole Sefer, but he also went through the Hagos and Maftechos, and had it all committed to memory. So thousands of Svarim like that. So Yesh Makom Loimar, they say yet Rabbeinu had 60,000 Svarim in his library, but that has not been confirmed. That's just information gleaned from the internet. So Lech Teda, if it's really true. But a massive library, Lekulei Alma. So we can say as follows, really. He used to go to Beagleizens. He was in Williamsburg, go to Beagleizens in Bar Park, and he would just, everything new, just buy. So we can say as follows. He writes, B'soif ha-sefer, she'esh mokom loymar, she'noshim lo muzharos al-lifnei iver. That's the base Yitzchak. Women are not warned about lifnei iver, according to the Ma'arit, that if it's a lav, she'ein loykin alav, women are not warned not to do it. And with this, the Beis Yitzchak answers Akasha, the Ramban, and the Ritvan Yevamis 84a. So it would come out then that women aren't don't have the Yisr of Lifnei Iver. So we can say, according to the Chinuch, that Lifnei Iver is a lav shein bo ma'ase ein lokin alav. Reish lamed beis, see there in Minchas Chinuch. Ramban, Minchas Leitzer, 12, 10, Kesef Mishlachas Eidus, 12, 9 also. That on Lifnei Iver, you don't get Malchus, so to choose Pnei Yeshua Choshimish, but so Simon Chavches, Knesset HaGedoyle Choshimish, but Lamed Al Mishnah Melech, Perik Dalet Mei Mal Vuloi Ve'Aloch Avov, Divor Masel Kosev Arav, but Knesset HaGedoyle brings this, so Mashim Loshin Sefer Amis, the Rabban Lo Sey Rish Tzadi Tes, also in the Arad Rabban Shin Mem Aleph, Leif Shrei Mea, Marechus Lifnei Iver Yis Ayin Aleph, in Pesach Abay Simin Yud Dalet. So we have in all these sources that Lifnei Iver is a lav shein lokin olav. Ain lokin olav. And then we have the Ma'arit, that women don't get malchus for that women don't win with, there's no malchus, women don't have that lav. Parenthetically, the Kesef Mishnah in Kelayin 10:31 writes that Lifnei Iver is a lav shebchlalos, it's a lav that encompasses numerous different lavim, and Mela ain lokin, ki ain lokin a lav shebchlalos, see the chivas of Nodu Yuda Madura Kama, in Ebn Ezra and Simon Pei Aleph, he was choyker, if Lifnei Iver is a lav shebchlalos, and Pilei Plos, he doesn't bring this Kesef Mishnah, but now you have a idea. You have a Kesef Mishnah that it's a lav shebchlalos. And lav shebchlalos ain't loikin olav. You know, the Yehuda there brings Tosis in Sanhedrin, 63, that Lifnei Iver is not a lav shebchlalos. Prima Godim, Chelek Aleph, Oslam Zayin, Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tafin and Dalet, Perish Mishnais Rambam, Tumas Perik Vav, Mishne Gimel, Mefurish, Da'al Lav, the Lifnei Iver, Ein Loikin, Mishne Rishon Mishnais, Tfus Vilna, Shavuos, Perik Hei, Mishne Vav talks about this, Primogad Morachayim, Simen Yudei Shel Avram Sifkat Beis, writes that I don't know what he writes. I looked it up. I don't know what he writes. In any event, but I can tell you that in the Chikrei Halachos in Simon Yud Gimel, he writes Lifnei Iver is Asura Safik, Shein Loikin. Now the Prima Gadim writes that Belav Shein Bo Maise, this is in his Psychoklalis in Chelek Beis, in Simon in Osi Dalet. He writes, Shalav Shein Bo Maisa, Lo Amrin and Hishva HaKosav Ish Lisha Barak Lonshin Iskashi. That it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, We don't say that we equate man and woman, because we're only equated when it comes to onshin, like we see in the Gemara. And he proves this in Rashi in Kiddushin 35a l'chol onshin. See also the Tashbitz and Sim Gimel, who already brought this chakir along before the Prima Gadim. This is also discussed by the Lamudi Hashem and Lamud Yotes, Benon, in the name of the Yav Mishua, Nashim Ranat Musa B'Lav Shem B'Maisa. Menchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Ches, was Mephal Be'on the Gemara and Shemur Adaf, Beis on the Beis, Tevas Goyim, Parashas Yisro, brings from Rav Shimon and Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis, Tshuva Sholem Eishim, Dirt and Yanchel, Galtos in Kufir Aleph, Tshuva Space Yitzchak, Yerodech, Galtos in Pei. This is, by the way, this is all four computers. This is just a man who just mastered everything. Tshuva Smachze Avram, Oyrechaim, Simen Yed Beis, Shel Siyankiv, Chel, Galtos in Kufrafei, Ateres Yoshua Simen Yud Gimel, Shuvas Givas Halavona, Sof Simen Nun Aleph. So if that's true, we can say that women are not Musharos in the Lav of Lifnei Iver. Why are women not Musharos in the Lav of Lifnei Iver? Because A, it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, and B, it's a Lav Shem B'Chlalos. That you don't get Malkus. And when you don't get Malkus, we don't see Yishu 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 Yishu. Rak l'onshin is kashu. Only when there's an onus they're equated, but to hear this, to laf shem bo maisa shein lokin alav, to laf shem b'chlalos, and memela women are in musar, and lifnei iver. So this is the third leg in our journey, and we still haven't been gotten back to the original kashu we asked him about Rashi, two Rashis in Pesachim. Why only one Rashi did he mention the Echreach that it's talking about, the sixth hour, and now the other Rashi, there's one Rashi says talking about the sixth hour, the other Rashi says, must be, because if it's the seventh hour, then it's Pshita. Okay, so in order to get there, we saw the Kasha of Tosis letter, Minanus from the Surah Hana, Shaloka Derech Hana. We saw the Ram says that doesn't fly because it's Shaloka Derech Hana to the last Rabban, so you can't be in Kasha to the Rabban. So the Makim would say that you could be in Kaddish with this Durabanan, with this Surahana Durabanan. Just the problem is here that he's being Nana from the Surahana, but being in Kaddish, that you can't do. But then we said, wait a second, but you can't penalize her, you can only penalize him. And we said, yeah, you can penalize her because she's over in the neighbor. So about her, we're also going to say Avonan. And then we just went through a whole long, with many, many Maram Kodmas, trying to prove, I don't want to say a long spiel, because it's B'chal not a spiel. Spiels are for Purim. There's a little bit of a pilpul to show, I mean, enough of a pilpul, but we brought many sources to show that Taka women are not Musharos in Lifnei Iver. And if women are Musharos in Lifnei Iver, then by golly, you can't disqualify the Kiddushin because the woman didn't do an Aver, so what's it her fault? You can't say Aver Manani. So please stay tuned in the Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully next time we will complete the Mahalach. And by golly, I thank you so much for listening. This was so awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.